Welcome to the Women in Manufacturing podcast, where we dive into stories, challenges, and successes shaping the manufacturing industry. While this industry has traditionally been male-dominated, more and more women are breaking barriers, driving innovation, and shaping the future of manufacturing. I'm Ojaswini Parasha, your host for today, and in this episode, we will be speaking with Maria Kecheva, Chief Operating Officer of Rochal Smart Armored Vehicles, who has firsthand experience navigating the industry. We will discuss her journey, the challenges she has faced, and the opportunities that exist for women looking to enter and thrive in manufacturing. Hello, Maria. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting.
Thank you so much for accepting our invite and being here. So, Maria, what inspired you to pursue a career in manufacturing?
You know, in my case, I didn't specifically choose the career in manufacturing. It just happened this way, and I'm so happy that it did. Even though my formal education was in communications and marketing, I started my career working with heavy-duty trucks and mining equipment manufacturers as communications officer. And seeing those massive machines being built during factory press tours, it was something that really amazed me, and I knew this was something I wanted to be a part of. And I'm glad that my career went in a way that I am now running a manufacturing company. So when we started Rochal in 2016, we had to build manufacturing from scratch, and I had no experience in operations. So I had to learn everything from scratch, how production works, how to solve daily challenges. And of course, we made a lot of mistakes, but they taught me a lot. Those were real challenges. And now I can't imagine doing anything else. And I really enjoy and love my job every day.
Well, that's inspiring. Can you share a bit about your current role and what your day-to-day responsibilities look like?
Sure. So currently I work as a chief operating officer at Rochal. I manage companies' day-to-day operations, including finance, HR, procurement, production, inventory management. So today Rochal is a leading North American manufacturer of armored vehicles and special purpose vehicles. The company is headquartered in Ontario, Canada. We have production facilities both in Ontario and Michigan, U.S. We serve a very diverse clientele, including U.S. government, Canadian and European governments, large security corporations, cash in transit operators. We continue to expand every day, focus on research and development, new technologies, and we do increase our production capacities so we can meet the global demand. And those are my responsibilities. So what operations mean? Operations is everyday work on solving challenges, meeting deadlines, ensuring quality of our products, and keeping the production efficient. So in order to strengthen my business knowledge and to move the company forward, I decided to pursue the MIT Executive MBA degree, which I will be completing this May. And it's been a great experience, and it's something that is helping me a lot in my day-to-day activities at work because it gives me new tools, new frameworks, and I apply them every day.
That's amazing. Now let's talk about your challenges and achievements. What are some of the challenges you have faced as a woman in the manufacturing industry, and how have you overcome them?
You know, being a woman in manufacturing, especially a young woman, comes with a lot of challenges. Early on, I often felt that people didn't take me seriously in leadership roles. There were moments when my expertise was questioned and I had to prove myself, I think, a bit more than my male counterparts needed. So at least that's how I was feeling it. But over time, I really learned to focus on professionalism and not stereotypes. I believe that success in any industry and not just in manufacturing, it isn't about gender, but it's about competence, it's about knowledge, it's about ability to deliver results. And once people see you as someone who gets things done, their perception, it shifts immediately. And I really stopped worrying at some point about how others see me. I just try to put all my energy into achieving real and measurable outcomes. And I think that was the best shift in my career that made a real change.
Mm-hmm. That's really insightful. Have you had experiences where you felt your gender played a role in your career, positively or negatively?
At the beginning of my career, I felt that men were listened to more carefully in meetings. When they spoke, people seemed to take their opinions more seriously. And I, at that point, I thought that that was a big disadvantage for me, and that is something that keeps me back. But over time, again, I realized that it was more about my personal confidence and my executive presence, which I had to work on. And when I became more comfortable in my role, I just noticed that negotiations and leadership, they were not about the gender. They were about knowledge and preparation. If you understand your subject, if you speak with confidence, if you deliver results again, people will just respect you. And that the key focus that needs to be on you and not on others. And you just have to be there present at the table with your executive presence. And then things will just go smoothly from there.
Well, what an amazing viewpoint. Can you tell us about a project or achievement in your career that you're particularly proud of?
That's a good question. I think building Rochelle from scratch, from the ground up, it is something that I'm particularly proud of. We had to build it every day with a lot of challenges. So we had to design production, we had to build a team to develop technologies, and it was all happening while we were competing for very tough market for the government contracts. So we've grown it from the startup to become a leading North American armored vehicle manufacturer, which is recognized for its innovation and commitment to quality. And that was a big thing because we had to do it as a team. At the moment, we work in several production facilities, which are over 400,000 square feet, and we employ over 400 people. And we were able, with this team and those production facilities, to deliver over thousands of vehicles worldwide.
I'm sure this must be really challenging. So, what motivates you to keep pushing forward in the industry every day?
I think what drives me every day is that Rochelle is making a real impact every day. We strengthen Canadian defense industry. We strengthen Canadian economy overall by creating high quality jobs and developing manufacturing in this country. And of course, we support global security efforts. It's really inspiring seeing our vehicles in the field. They're helping people. We're protecting lives and making a real difference. And that is something that keeps me and the team going every single day.
And how have mentorship and support systems helped you in your career journey?
I personally believe that mentorship is very important for both your personal growth and for creating new opportunities for others. I'm a mentor myself. I participate in the Women in Defense and Security program, where I have two mentees with whom I work for the duration of 9 months. And, I must say it's a very much two-way learning process. I hope it is valuable for them, but it is valuable for me 100% because we are discussing career development, we're discussing challenges, we're discussing everyday situations at work, how we can overcome certain challenges, how we can be better in this male-dominated industry. And those conversations, they inspire me every day, and they just help me to keep going and keep growing.
That's amazing. Now let's talk
And
about innovation and future. So, how do you see women contributing to innovation in manufacturing, whether through technology, leadership, or process improvements?
so I think both men and women contribute significantly to the industry and in different great ways. So women definitely bring a lot of new ideas. They have strong problem-solving skills. They bring the collaborative approach that really helps to drive innovation. And in manufacturing, I can see a lot of women who lead process improvements, who introduce new technologies, and they help, of course, build better workplaces which are inclusive and safe and supportive. And I think it's very important. And diverse teams, they make better decisions. They work more efficiently and they find creative solutions. So this is something that would be very much achievable only with diverse teams where women are present at the table. And I think every company in the industry should be trying to achieve that.
So, what would you say? What are some of the barriers still holding women back in the industry, and how can they be addressed?
I think one of the biggest barriers is probably lack of representation, especially in leadership and technical roles. Another big issue which I see is workplace culture, where women often feel like they need to prove themselves a bit more than men. And as I already shared, I felt that way as well. And I was able to overcome it. And to change this, I think companies must create supportive environments. They need to promote diversity. They need to advocate for safety, and they need to provide support, which is very important for women specifically.
So, what steps do you think companies and the industry as a whole can take to better support and retain women in manufacturing?
I think first and the most important one is to create inclusive culture where women feel safe and they feel valued. Second is to offer as much as possible flexible work arrangements, and it's especially important for working mothers. Three is to ensure that women get equal opportunities for leadership, for promotion in any type of role. And the last but not least, I think support systems are very, very important. And I encourage every company to offer mentorship programs, to offer professional development, and a lot of support to any employee, but to women in particular.
Do you have any thoughts on how can both women and men work together to accelerate action and drive more gender diversity in the industry?
I think it's all about the teamwork between men and women. They must support each other to ensure fair opportunities and respectful and safe work environment. And leaders and leadership of the companies, no matter whether they're male or female, they just must advocate for diversity and inclusive spaces where everyone can contribute, succeed, be heard, and can grow and focus on results that matter, and not just on how they feel.
Do you have probably any advice that you would give to women who are either starting their careers in manufacturing or consider entering the industry?
In terms of the advice, I think something that is important for me to share is that be confident in your abilities, never question them, and don't let your gender in any way define your success or be in a way. Focus on professionalism. Know your work, be prepared, and people will just re respect you as a result.
That's
Speak
amazing.
up if the environment is not right, if the environment is uncomfortable, and if necessary, you will be always able to find a better workplace where you will be valued and accommodated. And keep learning. Learning is the most important thing. It's a big challenge, but it's a big growing point.
I hope your advice is helpful to the women out there. Where do you see the future of women in manufacturing in the next 5 to 10 years?
I hope and I strongly believe that there will be more women in the field. They will move into leadership roles. As industry embrace diversity, I believe we will see more women in research and development, engineering, and of course, executive positions as well. So the industry is evolving and women play a big role in shaping its future. And I think it's important for them to do that and to continue doing that.
So, Maria, before we sign off, any final thoughts or messages for listeners, especially women looking to thrive in the industry?
Sure. Don't hold yourself back because of your gender. Go for it, take on challenges, and don't be afraid to step into leadership roles. If you work hard, if you stay confident and keep learning, you can achieve anything you want. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, Maria, for taking the time to speak with me today. You are truly an inspiration. Thank you for tuning in into the Women in Manufacturing podcast. For more episodes, please visit womeninCanadianManufacturing.com. Welcome to the Women in Manufacturing podcast, where we dive into stories, challenges, and successes shaping the manufacturing industry. While this industry has traditionally been male-dominated, more and more women are breaking barriers, driving innovation, and shaping the future of manufacturing. I'm Ojaswini Parashar, your host for today. And in this episode, we will be speaking with Maria Kecheva, Chief Operating Officer of Rochal Smart Armored Vehicles, who has firsthand experience navigating the industry. We will discuss her journey, the challenges she has faced, and the opportunities that exist for women looking to enter and thrive in manufacturing. Hello, Maria. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting.
Thank you so much for accepting our invite and being here. So, Maria, what inspired you to pursue a career in manufacturing?
In my case, I didn't specifically choose the career in manufacturing. It just happened this way, and I'm so happy that it did. Even though my formal education was in communications and marketing, I started my career working with heavy-duty trucks and mining equipment manufacturers as communications officer. And seeing those massive machines being built during factory press tours, it was something that really amazed me, and I knew this was something I wanted to be a part of. And I'm glad that my career went in a way that I am now running a manufacturing company. So when we started Rochelle in 2016, we had to build manufacturing from scratch, and I had no experience in operations, so I had to learn everything from scratch, how production works, how to solve daily challenges. And of course, we made a lot of mistakes, but they taught me a lot. Those were real challenges. And now I can't imagine doing anything else, and I really enjoy and love my job every day.
Well, that's inspiring. Can you share a bit about your current role and what your day-to-day responsibilities look like?
Sure. So currently I work as a chief operating officer at Rochelle. I manage companies' day-to-day operations, including finance, HR, procurement, production, inventory management. So today, Rochelle is a leading North American manufacturer of armored vehicles and special purpose vehicles. The company is headquartered in Ontario, Canada. We have production facilities both in Ontario and Michigan, US. We serve a very diverse clientele, including US government, Canadian and European governments, large security corporations, cash in transit operators. We continue to expand every day, focus on research and development, new technologies, and we do increase our production capacities so we can meet the global demand. And those are my responsibilities. So what operations mean? Operations is everyday work, on solving challenges, meeting deadlines, ensuring quality of our products, and keeping the production efficient. So, in order to strengthen my business knowledge and to move the company forward, I decided to pursue the MIT Executive MBA degree, which I will be completing this May. And it's been a great experience, and it's something that is helping me a lot in my day-to-day activities at work because it gives me new tools, new frameworks, and I apply them every day.
That's amazing. Now let's talk about your challenges and achievements. What are some of the challenges you have faced as a woman in the manufacturing industry, and how have you overcome them?
You know, being a woman in manufacturing, especially a young woman, comes with a lot of challenges. Early on, I often felt that people didn't take me seriously in leadership roles. There were moments when my expertise was questioned and I had to prove myself, I think, a bit more than my male counterparts needed. So at least that's how I was feeling it. But over time, I really learned to focus on professionalism and not stereotypes. I believe that success in any industry, and not just in manufacturing, it isn't about gender, but it's about competence, it's about knowledge, it's about ability to deliver results. And once people see you as someone who gets things done, their perception it shifts immediately. And I really stopped worrying at some point about how others see me. I just try to put all my energy into achieving real and measurable outcomes. And I think that was the best shift in my career that made a real change.
That's really insightful. Have you had experiences where you felt your gender played a role in your career, positively or negatively?
At the beginning of my career, I felt that men were listened to more carefully in meetings. When they spoke, people seemed to take their opinions more seriously. And at that point, I thought that that was a big disadvantage for me, and that is something that keeps me back. But over time, again, I realized that it was more about my personal confidence and my executive presence, which I had to work on. And when I became more comfortable in my role, I just noticed that negotiations and leadership, they were not about the gender. They were about knowledge and preparation. If you understand your subject, if you speak with confidence, if you deliver results again, people will just respect you. And that the key focus that needs to be on you and not on others. And you just have to be there present at the table with your executive presence, and then things will just go smoothly from there.
Well, what an amazing viewpoint. Can you tell us about a project or achievement in your career that you're particularly proud of?
That's a good question. I think building Rochelle from scratch, from the ground up, it is something that I'm particularly proud of. We had to build it every day with a lot of challenges. So we had to design production, we had to build a team to develop technologies, and it was all happening while we were competing for very tough market for the government contracts. So we've grown it from the startup to become a leading North American armored vehicle manufacturer, which is recognized for its innovation and commitment to quality. And that was a big thing because we had to do it as a team. At the moment, we work in several production facilities, which are over 400,000 square feet, and we employ over 400 people. And we were able, with this team and those production facilities, to deliver over thousands of vehicles worldwide.
I'm sure this must be really challenging. So, what motivates you to keep pushing forward in the industry every day?
I think what drives me every day is that Rochelle is making a real impact every day. We strengthen Canadian defense industry, we strengthen Canadian economy overall by creating high quality jobs and developing manufacturing in this country. And of course, we support global security efforts. It's really inspiring seeing our vehicles in the field. They're helping people, we're protecting lives and making a real difference. And that is something that keeps me and the team going every single day.
And how have mentorship and support systems helped you in your career journey?
I personally believe that mentorship is very important for both your personal growth and for creating new opportunities for others. I'm a mentor myself. I participate in the Women in Defense and Security program, where I have two mentees with whom I work for the duration of 9 months. And, I must say it's a very much two-way learning process. I hope it is valuable for them, but it is valuable for me 100% because we are discussing career development, we're discussing challenges, we're discussing everyday situations at work, how we can overcome certain challenges, how we can be better in this male-dominated industry. And those conversations, they're really something that inspires, they inspire me every day, and they just help me to keep going and keep growing.
That's amazing. Now let's talk
And
about innovation and future. So, how do you see women contributing to innovation in manufacturing, whether through technology, leadership, or process improvements?
so I think both men and women contribute significantly to the industry and in different great ways. So women definitely bring a lot of new ideas. They have strong problem-solving skills. They bring the collaborative approach that really helps to drive innovation. And in manufacturing, I can see a lot of women who lead process improvements, who introduce new technologies, and they help, of course, build better workplaces which are inclusive and safe and supportive. And I think it's very important. And diverse teams, they make better decisions, they work more efficiently, and they find creative solutions. So this is something that would be very much achievable only with diverse teams where women are present at the table, and I think every company in the industry should be trying to achieve that.
So, what would you say? What are some of the barriers still holding women back in the industry, and how can they be addressed?
I think one of the biggest barriers is probably lack of representation, especially in leadership and technical roles. Another big issue which I see is workplace culture, where women often feel like they need to prove themselves a bit more than men. And as I already shared, I felt that way as well, and I was able to overcome it. And to change this, I think companies must create supportive environments. They need to promote diversity. They need to advocate for safety, and they need to provide support, which is very important for women specifically.
So, what steps do you think companies and the industry as a whole can take to better support and retain women in manufacturing?
I think first and the most important one is to create inclusive culture. where women feel safe and they feel valued. Second is to offer as much as possible flexible work arrangements, and it's especially important for working mothers. Three is to ensure that women get equal opportunities for leadership, for promotion in any type of role. And the last but not least, I think support systems are very, very important. And I encourage every company to offer mentorship programs, to offer professional development, and a lot of support to any employee, but to women in particular.
Do you have any thoughts on how can both women and men work together to accelerate action and drive more gender diversity in the industry?
I think it's all about the teamwork between men and women. They must support each other to ensure fair opportunities and respectful and safe work environment. And leaders and leadership of the companies, no matter whether they're male or female, they just must advocate for diversity and inclusive spaces where everyone can contribute, succeed, be heard, and can grow and focus on results that matter, and not just on how they feel.
Do you have probably any advice that you would give to women who are either starting their careers in manufacturing or consider entering the industry?
In terms of the advice, I think something that is important for me to share is that be confident in your abilities, never question them, and don't let your gender in any way define your success or be in a way. Focus on professionalism, know your work, be prepared, and people will just re respect you as a result.
That's
Speak
amazing.
up if the environment is not right, if the environment is uncomfortable, and if necessary, you will be always able to find a better workplace where you will be valued and accommodated. And keep learning. Learning is the most important thing. It's a big challenge, but it's a big growing point.
I hope your advice is helpful to the women out there. Where do you see the future of women in manufacturing in the next 5 to 10 years?
I hope and I strongly believe that there will be more women in the field. They will move into leadership roles. As industry embrace diversity, I believe we will see more women in research and development, engineering, and of course, executive positions as well. So the industry is evolving, and women play a big role in shaping its future. And I think it's important for them to do that and to continue doing that.
So, Maria, before we sign off, any final thoughts or messages for listeners, especially women looking to thrive in the industry?
Sure. Don't hold yourself back because of your gender. Go for it, take on challenges, and don't be afraid to step into leadership roles. If you work hard, if you stay confident and keep learning, you can achieve anything you want. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, Maria, for taking the time to speak with me today. You are truly an inspiration. Thank you for tuning in into the Women in Manufacturing podcast. For more episodes, please visit womenincanadianmanufacturing.com.